B-Pod Studios.
Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to your Monday.
Yeah. Rain today.
Oh,
what a
really?
Surprise.
Yeah. And I think tomorrow.
Gosh. And tomorrow.
See, I don't even look at the weather when I wake up. I just get up and hope it works out to my benefit with what I'm wearing. I just hope it all works out.
I see Roy's dog Callie is in the studio, which means he must be having some work done at his house and doesn't trust the people that go in to not let the dog out and run away for an hour.
No, although we have only left her alone since she's left us once and she freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
She like was not even barking or howling. I'm going to use the term screaming. But no, she has a vet appointment today. We have a big doctor. I have a doctor's appointment today. She has a doctor's appointment.
Wow. I have a doctor's appointment today.
I mean, it's just a big medical day.
Wow, look at you guys. So fun.
Yeah.
You're like my parents. Once you get to be like 75 plus, your day just revolves around doctor's appointments. Dude. And what happens at the doctor's appointment.
And I got so many. I got dermatologist, my regular doctor, a kidney doctor.
So many different doctors. That's like, you're just like my mom and dad. My dad's so, like, I got to go to an ear specialist.
What? Oh.
You have hearing problems? No, I just got a lesion on top of my ear. It just showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but there's like it's like a ear dermatology specialist. Yeah. Who knew that there's
That's
that?
So random.
I know. I'm going to a third toe doctor tomorrow. He's a specialist in the third toe, Loren. It's crazy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're your plus one for the whole week. Make sure you listen Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. We were up at Beach Mountain all weekend, Roy. You didn't make it.
No, but I saw wonderful photos and videos.
We had a lot of fun. And again, we said this last year when we went up and hosted 80s Weekend at Beach Mountain, that our listenership with Watauga and Avery County is crazy. You know, we're down here in South Boulevard in Charlotte, but you don't realize how much extent Kiss 95.1 has until you actually go out and you meet people who are like, we listen to you every morning.
Yeah, man. I one time drove back home to Virginia, and I still picked up Kiss while I was in Virginia. I was like, yeah, we have a big signal.
Yep. So we have so much to talk about, as you can imagine, from our weekend. So much went on. Nicole's hike that we told her not to go on. It turned bad.
I knew it turned bad. You're not this mountain hiker person.
We'll get to that at 6:50. Plus, why we all had to evacuate the house at one point because of a fire. And I'm not being dramatic.
No, you're not. And it wasn't a little thing. It was a huge thing.
It was so smoky. Every single smoke detector was going off in the house.
Oh, no. Every single one of them. How could this stuff typically happens to me?
I know.
Not you guys.
I know. But we are going to get to something with you today. You said that someone stole your package and then used it and returned it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Also, for my quick day in 30 seconds, Sterling and I was walking back to our car over the weekend. And so there's two people behind us. And while we're walking, we heard someone go, yeah, the skinny one and the fat one.
What?
Which Sterling is skinny and I'm fat. So you imagine I stopped and immediately turned around ready for a confrontation. Sterling stopped and said, what'd you just say to us? Very confrontational. Okay. And the guy goes, there's a skinny cat and a fat guy. Fat cat. And I'm saying that if it was a fat cat, I'm not too worried because someone's feeding it. And by the way, during all of this, the guy's girlfriend like beads out because she understands that there's like about to be this like fight that goes down.
Were there cats somewhere?
I didn't see no cats. But it was one of those things that where we were so convinced he just called us skinny and fat. And then he's like, he was talking about kitty cats. And so then, yeah. So we had this weird interaction where we demanded he explain his words.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Sounds like he did a good job. You two were immediately okay with it.
Yeah, whatever you said, we believed it.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about trees.
You know, that one gets watered more.
Yeah. We're very concerned. Okay, Roy and Sterling, you're completely satisfied with the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my weekend in 30 seconds was all Beach Mountain. the weather was great. The accommodations were great. And people were super nice up there. So we had a lot of fun. But we'll break down more stories. Although I will say that on my ride home, we were all kind of trucked out together. And then all of a sudden, Dallas made a stop in a parking lot.
To take a photo of something.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. And I was like, maybe he's throwing out the trash because we had to take the trash.
We did stop and take out the trash, too.
But then I saw him get out of the truck and then, like, kind of look. And then I'm driving and I'm like, let me check on him. So I texted you. Uh-huh. Is Dallas okay?
Yeah. He just wanted to take a selfie with the Frasier sign because he's got a friend named Frasier. So, of course, I'm taking video of him taking a selfie. And, you know, the Instagram influencers in the wild?
Yeah.
Totally tag them.
Yeah, yeah. Frasier's is a restaurant up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got one more for you, Roy. We went to Brick Oven Pizza.
Yeah,
Jimmy is a huge fan of Manny, Roy, and Loren's show and of Kiss 95.1.
We're a big fan of their pizza.
And we had a huge order, as you can imagine. The whole Beach Mountain trip was Nicole and roommate girlfriend Kylie, me by myself, and then Lorenz, the four of them. Cash.
Well, how big of an order? Pizza's feed quite a bit of people.
Oh, it was like everybody got their own.
But
pizza.
Like Kylie and Nicole wanted cheeseburgers. I wanted a calzone.
Okay.
And then we ordered a couple pizzas, but it was a rather large
wings,
order.
Everything.
So next thing you know, it's like time goes by and it's just about time for us to we would take our orders up, and I hear the guy go, "Drex, your order's ready, Drex." And I'm like,
and we're sitting and there going,
I'm like, is it Rex? Like, you know, Drex used to work here at the radio station.
Right.
Used to do a morning show with him. And it's like, and then finally the guy's like, "Drex, your order's ready, Drex."
And they're getting increasingly, like, more irritated that Drex is not picking up his food. So we're going, does he mean Manny?
Dude, I walk over and I'm like, ready to tell the guy, like, no, dude, it's Manny. You have it confused. And this guy turns and he goes, "Hey, Drex." And the guy goes, "Oh, here." And gives him what are the chances?
You thought it was your old co-host.
I thought for sure they were, like, mixing up the name or something. But yeah. No, some skinny dude named Drex comes up and picks up his order right in front of me.
Like, that's not a common name.
No, it's not a common name.
No.
That's funny.
And then
right
it was like,
before us.
Cassidy, your order's ready.
Yeah.
AJ, your order's ready.
I like how you will forever be triggered by our names. Like, if we ever break up our show, you'll always hear Roy and go, "Where is he?"
Yeah.
Where's he at? So
then the guy goes, "What's your name?" I was like, "Manny." He's like, "Well, I have a ticket up here with no name on it. So Jimmy just put everything, you know, together without one, because we all ordered separately, you know, but together."
Yeah, okay.
Everybody did their individual order, but
under
we all put
one
it on
order.
One ticket.
So how'd you do that? Have to get like five credit cards and it's all split?
No, we just did one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
Yeah, but that was pretty funny, so. It was ironic that there was another Drex there, and I was ready to jump, just like you were ready to jump on the guy.
I know. Well, yeah. And I just ran into someone over the weekend who said that he was a fan of the show since the first version. Like, the first version barely existed for, it was only here for like 2 years.
Yeah.
We totally outweighed that one. Yeah. I'm so surprised that people still stick around.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, we got a ton to get to today, including a new morning gripe. And we gripe a lot on the radio.
And by the way, I'm just learning about this new morning gripe.
But I feel like, yeah, and I also feel like our gripes maybe make your day, you feel like maybe your day's a little easier.
Because of how stupid ours is.
Right. Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I was just telling Roy off the air a story about how I reached out to a corporate guy about some potential something, and crickets.
That's so good, man. It's the Manny, Roy, the Red Morning Show.
All right, we got a lot to get to today, so let's dive right in and talk about something that Nicole brought up to me this morning. So we here in the Beasley Media Group consist of like 7 radio stations. We've talked about this 1,000 times. You got Power 98 next to us. K-1047 next to us, Country Station, V-101.
Fox Sports is here.
Fox Sports is here.
Yep.
And then what happens is the company that owns us is Beasley Media Group. Well, they've made their digital headquarters for all of their entire radio station portfolio.
We have stations in Vegas to all the way down to Tampa. We
Boston.
Even have, I heard that we have a New York office.
Okay.
I don't know what there's.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We got big markets and big cities. And so the entire digital team for all those markets is here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And our building is the entire third floor of this our office space is the third floor of this building, and we have it side to side, thousands of square feet.
Right.
Well, we just found out from producer Nicole this morning, who said the printers are no longer working. The printer closest to us is no longer working, and that the door to get to that side of the building is about to be shut down by corporate, and you can only get through if you're a corporate employee. So now the closest printer to us is about... Seriously, how far is that printer, Nicole? Like, if we have to go run and get something off the printer, which happens quite a bit in this job.
I mean, like, if you ran and got it, you could probably get there and back within 30 seconds. But it's probably an extra 200 steps.
You think 30 seconds you can do that?
All right, go ahead.
Can we time you?
Yeah.
Hang on. You get your phone?
Let me get the timer out.
Hold on.
Hang on. I think we should also print something, see if you can bring it back.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the other thing. You have to allocate for the time of printing.
All right, hold on. We're going to print something. Hold on, Roy.
All right.
Print up...
Just print what you have up right there.
No, I'm going to print up something that says, hurry up. Time's running out.
Let's see how long she can get it. I'll tell you when to go, Nicole.
Now, am I rushing?
No. I think, like, you should go...
Like normal.
Casually? Like normal pace. Yeah. Like, hey, we need this after this commercial. And we'll see how long it takes her. Tantalizing radio. Do I need to change it? It says BAV. I do need to change it? Oh, okay.
No. Okay.
All right, it's printed.
All right, go get us the paper.
All right,
hold on. The timer?
Timer started. Okay.
Yeah, so I wonder why, though, they're going to be shutting off one side of the building, because it's not like they have anything to hide over there.
And we ride the elevators with these corporate people, and we don't even know who they are. Never been introduced to them. I mean, I know a couple of them.
They don't do meet and greet for us.
No. And Trevor, who I love, Trevor used to work for us, and he seems to be the king of corporate over there.
Really? And I think there's a lot of king of corporates over there.
Kimberly is another queen of
corporate. Steven.
Yeah.
But I don't think Steven works out of here.
There's a lot of digital bosses on that side.
By the way, 30 seconds just passed, and I think she's probably not even there yet.
I agree. We're at like 42.
Yeah, that's what I got. So anyway, it's just funny how our office is set up. And, you know, like I said, if you guys are heading to work this morning, maybe your office is already like this. But for us, we had full access to that side of the building. Now, all of a sudden, there's a wall there.
But I feel like it's the Germany thing, like tear down the wall. Let's have both people come together.
It really does create a vibe in the building that it's like very divided.
Yeah, like tear down the wall. Let's just be one big family.
Are we that repulsive that these young kids don't want to be around us?
Clearly. almost 120 right now. Yeah.
And she's still not back. Producer Nicole has walked to the new printer.
Which, if we're doing a topic and we need something, our break time's halfway done.
But why would our engineering and IT department think of that?
Well, and then we have this situation to where, like, Tanner, the Tanner Show, has a printer in the studio, which is a cool setup.
Oh, yes, here she comes.
Larry has a printer in the studio, too?
140.
140. That's a long time.
You want to make a speech?
That's a long time.
Thank you for the opportunity to stretch my legs this morning. That extra 1 minute, I will be blessed for my body.
Well, I was just telling him, like, our talk times are... You know, that was almost half of our talk time.
I know.
If we needed something for the air.
But, like, in comparison to other printer, I could have gotten there and back at the same pace in 30 seconds.
Oh, totally.
Well, you'll get your steps in now.
Exactly.
I like, by the way, we're going to say, hey, we need the printer. And they're going to go, no, you don't. Why do you need the printer? And I'm going to screenshot this and say, because this is how long it took Nicole to bring a story back to us that we needed.
The only thing with the printer here in the studio is we're going to, like, we print so much prep in the morning that it's like, we're going to need paper all the time. We're going to need ink all the time. So we're constantly going to be putting in tickets. We need stuff in here.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Don't say that. We're trying to convince them to put a printer in here.
As quick as we get it, is as fast as it's going to go away.
All right, keeping up with our Beach Mountain theme, because we were there this weekend up in beautiful Watauga in Avery County for our 80s weekend. I found out a fact about Grandfather Mountain, Roy, and I didn't know about Grandfather Mountain.
What do you mean?
I had no idea why they called it Grandfather Mountain.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that you do.
Well, now hang on. I got my version of it. Okay. I want to know what the real version of it is.
Pizza, want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You know, growing up, I was always told you know, because mountains are a huge thing. I was born in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we had Dragon's Tooth, McAfee's Knob, Tinker's, and Grandfather Mountain. All
what
these
knob?
Different McAfee's.
Okay.
We have all these different big mountains, and it was a big thing growing up to talk about them. And one of them was Grandfather Mountain.
Yeah, I had never heard of Grandfather Mountain until I moved down here almost 10 years ago. And I still, I guess when I hear the term Grandfather Mountain, I never really asked why it was called Grandfather Mountain. Just like I don't even know why Beach Mountain is called Beach Mountain. I just spent 48 hours there.
There's no beach.
No, it's not even spelled the right way.
Yeah, it's E-E.
Yeah, but I'm sure
it's
there's
not
an,
even spelled the right way.
I'm sure there's an answer for everything. Now,
hey,
Roy.
Hey, y'all, you know you didn't spell it right.
That's Mountain Beach. Now, I found out from Grandfather Mountain, producer Nicole told me that Grandfather Mountain is named after an old man. Looks like the mountain looks like an old man is sleeping.
Oh, well, I didn't know the sleeping part, but I was always told that the Native Americans said that the mountain looks like an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so, laying down. So the front of the face and the beard.
So here I am coming down. What is that? 184, that road, and I'm looking right at Grandfather Mountain, and I'm looking at it from six different ways, and I can't figure out if the guy's sleeping that way or that way, but I kind of saw it.
And you got hung up on that for, I'm sure, hours.
I remember a buddy of mine took a photo of him at some rock at Grandfather Mountain. He's like, it's the nose. And I'm like, what?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. So what's the lore that you heard about Grandfather Mountain?
It is that it's an old man's face.
Yeah.
If you look at it from a distance, you can see even the, like, brow line, and it's like a bearded old man. And I can't remember which direction it is, but it's definitely an old man's face.
Yeah.
You may have to squint a little bit and look at it from a few different angles, but it's there.
Tilt your head from side to side.
Pull it up. Exactly. I don't think I've ever
Brandon.
I don't think I've ever been able to see it, you know, like that.
Where's the bridge? Maybe the bridge is like over
his mouth.
Yeah, the nose to the mouth.
Hi,
or something.
Tammy.
Hi.
Aha. What did you hear about Grandfather Mountain?
Grandfather Mountain is the profile of an old man sleeping.
Do you believe it?
Oh, I know it. Yeah. I've lived here my whole life. I go to Boone often. It's one of the things I've done as a kid my whole entire life is go to Grandfather Mountain. And
when you see the mountain, you can see the old man sleeping?
Every single time.
So you know what to look at. You know what it is. It's kind of like the arrow in the FedEx logo. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Right. You see the brow line, and the nose goes up, and the lips, the chin, the beard, all of it.
So it is the forehead, the tip of the mountain?
Yes.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, it's right here.
The forehead is one of the peaks. And then it goes down the bridge to the nose, and the nose is another one.
Meanie, you couldn't figure that out?
It looks just like an old man.
Yes.
Why does he have to be old?
Well, it looks just like a bearded man. You don't see that?
Right here?
Yeah. No, down. Here's the beards down
Grandfather
there.
Grandfather Mountain. It's considered an old man because it's Grandfather Mountain.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, I'd never known. And then so I'm driving down, and I look, and I'm like, okay, I could see something. But then I couldn't tell if I was turned around, which was which. I didn't know which was his butt and which was his chin. I didn't know.
When you're driving up to Boone from Hickory and look at Grandfather Mountain, his head will start on the right side and go down towards the left.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
Bye, Tammy.
Meanwhile, I remember growing up as a kid, I'd like look at the trees and like look for eyes, like eyeballs. I did not know what I was looking for.
I know, that's how I felt. And I'm not even a kid. I'm an adult, Roy. But we talked on Friday about how producer Nicole was going on this big, long 4-mile hike, and we warned her it wasn't a good idea. Guess what, Roy?
It wasn't a good idea?
It went bad, and we'll explain in Lesson 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, we were up at Beach Mountain. The show's at Beach Mountain for the 80s party. And Nicole went up early, and I was cautioning you, Nicole, because you wanted to do this hike. And I thought it was a bad idea for a few reasons. Number one, it was super cold. It just snowed. And it sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
And
was it all of those things? to be honest, it was all of those things except cold. We were actually hot on the expedition.
I guess because you're moving around a lot.
Yeah, and that was like the least of our worries,
but
dude.
I heard there was a major issue. What happened?
Well, so I have this app. It's called like All Trails or something, but it basically lets you put in like where you're at, and you can choose. You can see hikes around the area. if they're dog friendly, if they've got good views, how long they are, stuff like that. So I chose a moderate one because typically like the easy ones are flat land, less than 2 miles. But I was like, if we're going to go to Boone and we got the time because we couldn't check in until 4, I was like, let's do a 4 or 5 miler. And it snowed, so Kylie and I thought it would be beautiful, and it was. Well, when we left Charlotte, the first issue was it was supposed to be on the way to Beach Mountain. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't going to be out of the way. It was supposed to be on the way. And from when we get about 2 miles away, and when we are 2 miles away, it says we are an hour and 15 minutes away.
This is driving.
This is driving there. And I was like, there's no way that it's going to take me over an hour to go 2 miles. And then we get to half a mile away, and it says we're 50 minutes away. Well, sure enough, we had to park and then walk about an hour to the trailhead.
So before they even got to the trail, Roy, they had to walk an hour.
There was a hike for the hike.
That is unbelievable.
And we had...
I've been unheard of.
Seriously, to me it is.
And we had no idea. So, like, you can see from there, like, the loop... it ended up being
post this up at MRL
a
so
mile
people can see
and
it.
A half there, which meant a mile and a half back. Ooh. Now,
so just one whole mile of just walking to the starting point. That's like if someone told me, "Hey, Roy, you got to take the stairs to get to the stairs to take the stairs to get to work." What?
Yeah. And, you know, we were in such high spirits. That mile and a half there went by. We started the trail. It was beautiful. We climbed rocks. We slid down rocks. We had to jump over creeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So your glee and excitement quickly turned about how far into the hike?
So
halfway, I would say.
Yeah. So we get to be about what I thought. We had 2 miles left. Then, so Kylie asked me how much longer. So I'm looking at the app because it kind of tells you where you are on the loop.
Uh-huh.
And it looked that we were halfway. Well, an hour later, she goes, "Hey, how much longer?" And I looked down and we had barely moved. And I was like, "I think we still have 2 miles. Then she asked me an hour later, "How?" And I'm like, "I think we still have 2 miles.
She's pulling my move. She was dying since the first ask. She was wanting to wrap it up since the first ask.
Right. At what point do we turn around here, Nicole?
So there was like one point she fell like in the water. So like Kylie's whole shoes were wet. I was getting delirious, and I just like looked at her. We both had no service, and I was like, "This is it. Let's just end it." There were no human, there were no footprints. Only
we told
animal
you
prints.
All this on Friday.
I would have just crawled into a cave and called 911 and hoped for the best.
You can't call 911. There's no service.
We would have pinged. They would have found out. I don't know.
So at the end,
one
of
thing
it,
Roy wouldn't have done was walked back.
Somebody was carrying
somebody's
me back.
Coming to get me in some sort of a snow cat or snowmobile.
There's a stretcher with my name on it, and I'm waiting.
Yeah, so 8.3 miles.
Hello, 911. Yeah, hi. I'm 2 miles from my car in the trail. Well, why don't you just walk back? Hell no.
Y'all come get me.
Send the chopper.
Uh-huh. Hang on. Let me break my ankle so you guys have to come get me.
Sir, I can see my car. Sir, why don't you just walk to it? There's a hill in between me and my car.
Send help.
Well, we're glad you're okay, Nicole. You made it. You made it back to the rental house that we stayed at, and you were late, but it was good.
Yes, we made it before dark. That's all we cared about.
And by the way, Kylie was like, "We're not going hiking on Sunday." And Nicole's like, "Oh, yes, we are." Did you guys go?
We didn't go
hiking.
No,
you didn't go hiking. Yeah, all right. Still to come. That's what happens when you try to be one with nature.
Nope.
So we got to do a date 'em or dump 'em. Alyssa reached out to us on Insta at the MRL show. She said she's got a new man, but he admitted to doing this in his prior relationship.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's called Date 'em or Dump 'em. The fate of a relationship is in your hands. Our radio family member, we're going to join Alyssa here. Welcome, Alyssa, to the Me and Your Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Now, Alyssa, you clearly are having a red flag with the relationship. And the way that this works is that you're going to tell us what is that red flag. And then we're going to have our radio family call in at 704-570-9595 to say you should continue dating him, give him a chance, or dump him. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell us what's going on, Alyssa. Why are you even on dump him or date him?
So I've been dating this guy for about a month, and he's really great. He's super cute and really nice, and he has a great job. And, you know, I think he just, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Looks like he's got himself together. You
he
know?
Checks all the boxes.
Yeah. But like we went out a couple nights ago, and he told me that he cheated in his last relationship, and like that's not really what, you know, is like the red flag for me. What he said was like he dated this person for 2 years, and then he got bored, and so that's why he cheated.
That was his reason.
Yeah, he was like. Which, you know, that sort of, like, made me pause, because I was like, why?
It's not like he fell in love with someone else, which even I don't think that makes it okay to cheat.
Right.
But he like, said he got bored.
Yeah, he just got bored. And I'm just like, he was confused why I didn't like it also. So, like, it's sort of two things. Like he got bored, and then also he didn't understand why I thought that was not
strange.
Good. Like, you know, if you're with someone for 2 years, don't you owe them a certain amount of respect to just say, like, this was a good relationship, but now it's over.
Well, now, Alyssa, let me ask you this. Was he saying it like in a, was he telling you this like, hey, you know, this is what has happened. I've moved. I'm better. I'm a better person now. That was the old me. Was it like a disclosure of, but hey, I'm not that guy anymore? Or was he disclosing it in a way of, I hope that we don't end up boring because I'm going to cheat? Like, how was this delivered?
I mean, like, you know, that's like kind of part of the problem. It was like a little vague, and like he backtracked like a little bit, like after I sort of like gave him, you know, that look where you're like, what? You know, he's like, well, I don't do that anymore. But I don't know. That's why I'm.
I think maybe he was trying to be open and honest with you, like just clearing the air. And why not just throw it out there? Maybe, I mean, Loren, give him a little credit.
Too open and honest, quite honestly, because I feel like it takes like somebody's really got to learn from a situation. You know, I trust no one. So if he told me that, I'd be like, I might date him if he was, you know, really cute at that point. But I would always have an ear up on how our relationship was going. Like, I would have an insecurity that if he got bored, he would be straying.
Well, the great thing is, everyone, that most of the people that are listening in the MRL fam and our audience have been through this and will call us. Like, a lot of people that hear your situation, Alyssa, would say, oh, this is how you have to handle it. And that's what Alyssa needs right now. If anyone has been in that position, give us a shout.
704-570-9595. Date them or dump them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Alyssa went out on a date with a guy. He says that he cheated in the past because the relationship got boring, and now it's time for date them or dump him. Should she stay and date him, or should she dump him? Let's talk with Sarah in Mooresville. You're on with Date Him and Dump Him. But by the way, if other people want to join in too, you can call at 704-570-9595. What do you think, Sarah?
Good morning. Alyssa, I think you should dump him just because you're going to feel worse after the relationship than you do like right now. Because if he cheats on you, you're going to think, oh, what did I do wrong? And it wasn't you. He told you that he was straight before. It's him, and it's his mind, and it's his problem.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Sarah. Alyssa, you're going to be kicking yourself in the rear if he cheats on you, and you're going to be like, well, he told me he does this.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of sense.
It seems like, Alyssa, that everyone's kind of in that mindset. It's pretty unanimous as far as the texts go. 704 texted in and said, well, he was up front with you. And then later on, when he gets bored, he's just going to be like, blah, 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 I told you so.
Why is no one giving him credit, Sarah, Alyssa, Loren, Roy, for coming out and being honest and trying maybe to start this relationship with Alyssa off on a
gullible.
An honest footing?
You're so gullible.
But he's just being honest. And by the way, Alyssa said he was good looking too, Sarah.
Well, psychology says that if you're cheating once, you're going to cheat again. I mean, I'm a psychology major. I know that, like, if you cheat once, you're going to cheat again, and it's a human aspect of the brain, so it's just a matter of time before he does it again, in my perspective.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
And it's not like he set this up, and he's like, I've learned from my mistakes. You know, it was really stupid. I shouldn't have done it. Like, he didn't give her any of that information. He just said, I got bored.
You know, you wouldn't tell a future employer that you got fired from the last job. Why is he revealing this cheating thing?
Yeah, you're in a job interview and you're like, yeah, I mean, I have an attendance problem.
I just think that, and by the way, Lacey's on the phone. Hi, good morning, Lacey.
Hi. Yeah, she should definitely dump him. He's obviously scum. No one just cheats because they get bored. If you're bored, break up with the person. Don't just go cheat. That's a really crappy thing to do. So I would definitely dump him.
All right.
Obviously, he has no regard for you.
Thanks, Lacey.
863 just texted in and said, date him for fun and give him a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Whitney in Fort Mill, what do you think?
I think that she should date him because he's already coming forward with the truth. I mean, maybe that's not who he is anymore.
That's what I say. That's kind of where, like, we get on people real quick, Whitney and Alyssa, for lying, especially guys. Oh, he lied to you. Well, here's a guy who's being honest with you about what he did in his past, and yet we're punishing him.
I agree. Give him credit.
All right. Thanks, Whitney. All right, Alyssa, you got your answer.
An overwhelming dump them, but a couple datums.
Where are we going? What are we going to do?
You know, I like that person that said, like, date him and just give him a taste of his own medicine. Yeah. I mean,
oh my gosh, it's so cool. That's so cool.
I mean, here's the thing. Right. He's really cute.
Okay, Alyssa, you keep us up to date with what goes on, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, guys. This has been really helpful, actually.
Good. Yeah, helpful. She's going to date him and then cheat and then dump him. Helpful show.
All right, don't go anywhere. We've got a brand new senseless survey. We're a call asking crazy questions coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Lori. It is Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau.
Okay.
I have some questions.
Okay.
Do you buy or lease your car?
Actually, lease.
Oh, one of those. Righty tighty or lefty loosey?
What does that have to do with the Census Bureau? I'm
trying to figure out if you're right-handed or left-handed.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm right-handed.
Ever mooned another car while on a road trip?
Moved?
Mooned. Moved? Like, you know, when you pull your pants down and your bare ass is sticking out the window.
Okay, what's going on? This is fun. This is not... Something's weird here. Okay, I'm going to go.
Are you able to talk with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth?
Okay, that's, we're wrapping this up. Thanks for calling.
Are you able to talk with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth?
Oh, my gosh.
I called her back to, of course, let her know that it's, you know, a fake prank phone call. And I told her this on the phone. I think she's the quickest person that's ever able to entertain questions and hang up the phone.
Yeah, a lot of times people will just hang up.
Yeah.
But she did answer, yeah. Minute 12. It's funny, my dad used to play tennis with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, he would exercise and smoke back in the 90s.
It was weird back then, man. You smoked with the windows up in the car.
Yeah.
I used to go out to the bars and stuff, but I'd come home and have to shower because
it smelled so bad.
Everybody smoked at the bars.
It was kind of like being a beach mountain with my husband.
Oh, we got to talk about that story coming up. Yeah, 8:20 this morning. Our house that they let us take for the weekend while we were up there for 80s weekend almost burnt to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
Okay, well, we'll be listening to that story at 8:20. And if you miss it, you can always get it with the podcast, the MRL On Demand podcast with the Kiss 95.1 app.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Tasha, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
I'm so excited.
All right. We'll kick Loren out of the studio.
Bye, Loren.
I'm going.
Headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions, Tasha.
All right, Tasha. Question number one. Today is Kobe and Gianna Bryant's celebration of life. What team did Kobe spend all of his years playing for?
Lakers.
And Jennifer Garner says that she's very proud of her ex for opening up about their marriage. What's his name?
Ben Affleck.
Gigi Hadid came to the defense of her One Direction boyfriend after Jake Paul dissed him on Twitter. Who has Gigi been on again and off again with? What's his name?
Oh, my God.
3, 2,
sorry.
1. Okay, no answer there. This Canadian pop star put out his 7th album, Changes, on Valentine's Day, and it's been his 7th number one album. Who are we talking about?
Drake.
Question 5. This iconic 90s sitcom announced it's coming back to HBO Max. Announced on Friday, right after we got off the air.
All right.
Tosh, are you there?
Yes, I don't know.
Okay, your phone was dropping. You all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay, all right. Come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Tasha got 2 correct.
Okay.
I don't know. It's going to be a tough battle against the paper, I guess. Yeah. Good luck.
I don't want to bash her too much.
All right, here we go. Today's Kobe and Gianna Bryant celebration of life. What team did Kobe spend all of his years playing professional basketball for?
The Lakers.
1-1.
And Jennifer Garner says that she is proud of her ex for opening up about their past relationship. Who is he?
Ben Affleck.
2-2.
Gigi Hadid came to the defense of her One Direction boyfriend after Jake Paul dissed him on Twitter. Who's Gigi been on again and off again with?
Zayn.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tasha passed on that one. 3-2.
All right. This Canadian pop star put out his 7th album, Changes, on Valentine's Day, and it's been his 7th number one album. Who are we talking about?
Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Tasha said Drake. 4-2.
By the way, I went and got Nicole out of the bathroom at our Beach Mountain 80s party because there was a Bieber lookalike. And I said, Nicole, you got to come see this Bieber lookalike. You're going to want to see it.
I'm pretty sure it was Joe Dirt.
She was so mad at me. She's like, it didn't even look like him. He looked just like him. He had a hockey jersey on, Roy, a mustache.
Yeah, it's, you know.
By the way, Tasha, that wasn't a bad guess.
Yeah,
it's also from Canada.
It was wrong. Okay, where are we, Roy? What's the score?
It's 4-2, number 5. Go ahead.
All right, Loren, this iconic 90s sitcom announced it's coming back to HBO Max.
Friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, are you guys serious? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cool. I love it when I find out cool stuff. During the... All right.
Yeah, Friday, right after we got off the air, they announced it. They're doing the whole reunion thing.
Like a series or just a reunion show?
I think it's just a show.
It didn't say. It says the reunion is happening on HBO Max.
That's awesome. Okay. Yep. Well, final score, 5-2. Lorraine, you have 65 wins.
Tasha, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Tasha, and I can't beat Loren, but it was so much fun playing.
Thanks for playing, Tasha.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So the strangest thing happened to me, and maybe you guys can give me insight. Maybe I'm out of my mind. I don't know. So I bought... like a Yeti cup that you could get personalized with your name on it.
Okay.
So I bought that.
That's so. That is almost a Loren type thing, Roy.
Aw, come on.
I think that's pretty cool.
What's it say? Number one DJ?
That's just Roy Brown.
Oh, you brought it?
Yeah, I brought it. And it has my real estate business on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's for my real estate business.
Oh, thanks for doing one for us. Your real friends.
I have
number
a ton
one
of,
job.
I have tons of MRL stuff. So I thought I wanted one with my other business.
Okay.
So I bought it, and when I got it open, I noticed on the front of it, when I put out a package, there's marks on the front of it, almost like it's been dropped. And I was kind of bummed out. I was like, oh, how is it that I get it customized and people in the factory drop it before they package it? And you can kind of see the marks.
Oh, yeah, there's a scratch like kind of right above your name.
Yeah, and so I was going to go ahead and do the claim process to hopefully get a new one. And so I'm going through, and the claim process requires you to take a bunch of photos of everything about the cup. And I notice on the front of the cup, there are water spots on the top part of the cup.
Like somebody washed it?
Yeah. Which is not normal. Like, I can't imagine that they wash the cup and then throw it in the box and deliver it to you. Now, that is just me noticing the cup. There's a lot of other weird things about this. I noticed on the package... Have you ever noticed that when you try to rip open a package and sometimes it rips part of the cardboard up?
Yeah.
I noticed that's what kind of happened. Like, it looked like someone ripped it open and then retaped it.
And put it back on your porch? Because you got the box off your porch.
Right.
So you're claiming someone stole it, ripped open the box, use your Yeti, and then put it back on your porch?
That's what I think. Am I too deep in?
I love you. I don't know.
But. Is that too deep in?
I don't know either. I want to say no.
Your neuroses is best. It's the best.
Because why is there water spots? Why does it look like the package has been opened and then retaped? And then why is there scuff marks all over it? Unless just everyone just doesn't give a dang at the Yeti factory and they're just...
they maybe use it and then realize that like maybe you'd want to open it on the package, knowing
He would tell me about it. He would let me know.
Huh. Well, why would somebody take your stuff?
Well, the box does say Yeti on it. So if you're a porch pirate, you could see that it's Yeti and you're like, oh, that's a nice cup. Let me steal that. And then the person maybe then saw my name was on it and then they decided to return it because then maybe they just didn't want my name on the package.
They knew it was you, the Roy Brown.
I don't know about that.
From Caldwell Banker.
I don't know about that, but maybe the fact they didn't want a cup with someone's name on
it. Don't you have like a ring or a nest or something? Like you would have seen if somebody porch pirated you.
I do have a camera that's looking at the driveway, not at the very front.
And I don't know pirates who, I mean, is there any stories about pirates stealing stuff and then giving it back? Did Johnny Depp do that in Pirates of the Caribbean?
I just wanted to try it out.
I'm going to take all your gold and bring it back.
But it's weird, right? Like, I can't imagine the factory would wash it and then not even be quick enough to wipe off the top lid where there's water spots. So I really think, and so, you know, I don't know my neighbors that well. And maybe one of them, you know, accidentally? I don't know. Accidentally got it?
I wonder how many people had something delivered to their house that they knew wasn't for them, but they kept it. Because no one will ever know. I mean, even if the delivery person comes and says, hey, I accidentally dropped the box off here, you don't owe them to... I mean, do you? Now I don't know.
Well, I imagine if you... Well, whenever I get someone else's mail, I mark return to sender and I put it back in the mailbox.
That's what I do.
But you I don't go and drop it off at their house.
I just got somebody's 1099, you know, tax return thing, mm-hmm. and I wrote, circled it, not at this address, put it back in the mailbox, flag up.
Yeah.
But is it different for packages, like an Amazon delivery person? Maybe you guys can weigh in on this. Like, what if you deliver the package to the wrong house? Is it the person whose house you delivered it to, is it their right to give it back, or is it... Hey, you delivered it to me. I'm keeping it.
I'd have to say that's illegal to keep it.
It's called pirating.
It's not your mail.
But they could just say that they got pirated. Like, hey, I never got it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Like,
then that's stealing, right?
So we need someone to call and weigh in on that. Also, we would love to hear from you guys if you use something that was delivered to you that wasn't meant for you.
Yeah.
You can call in anonymously. We're just curious, like, how often this happens.
Like, maybe you got a phone delivered or something to your... accidentally sent to you and you just kept it.
704-570-9595. If you work for a delivery company, how does it work if you deliver the package to the wrong house? And then, what is the thing that you used that wasn't meant for you? And producer Nicole just talked in her ear and said someone on hold needs a voice disguise. They know something about Roy's package.
No.
Well, I tell you what, though. I want to talk to that person.
Okay.
And two, I'm installing my Ring doorbell today. I am plugging it in.
All right. Y'all don't go anywhere. We're in for a really good segment. Hang tight, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I ordered a Yeti cup, and I had it customized with my name on it. And when I got it, I noticed the package looked like it's already been opened. I noticed there's some scuff marks on the side and even some like water spots on the lid. And at first I thought maybe it was just a very, very careless factory worker. But then I started thinking maybe somebody stole my package. So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Did you ever get someone else's package?
Okay, that's not all. We also have someone named Anonymous who's on hold who claims they know something about Roy's package, Loren. Mm. The issue is producer Nicole is working on our voice disguiser because he doesn't want his voice on the radio.
Okay.
How shady does that sound and how amazing does that sound? Right. So we'll get to him in a second.
Let's first talk with Heather in Salisbury. Welcome to the Mania Boy in the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened?
I had somebody drop off a package at our house one time, and I swear it was out there for months before we realized, and we ended up and delivered it back to our neighbor.
So a package that was for your neighbor was at your house, but it was outside of your house for months?
It had to have been because it was on the side porch, and we never go out there.
Huh. What was it? Could you tell what was inside the package?
No, it was very plain, regular box, and we didn't want to open it because we're like, well, I don't know what it is, but, like, let's see if they actually got it. So we ended up and we gave it to them. I think they actually did get the company to resend them a package.
Oh, so now they have two of them anyway.
Yeah.
So nobody came to your house looking for it or anything like that. It's not like they can come back to you and say, hey, we know you have this package.
No, they didn't. I mean, you could have gone onto my side porch where you delivered it. It was still there.
And Heather's a good person, Roy. Unlike the person who stole the package off of your porch and you claim you used your item, Heather didn't touch the box. She did the right thing. Well, Kenton says it's actually a crime if you do that.
Ooh, okay, Kenton. This is information I want to know.
Yeah. So if you get a package...
Hold on. First things first, Kenton. How do you know this to be true?
Because I work for the United States Postal Service.
Perfect. Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
So if we misdeliver a package and you open it, it is a crime.
Ooh.
Call whoever delivered it to come pick it up so that you don't get charged for stealing it. Same thing with the mail. If you get mail misdelivered, write on it that this is the wrong address or this person doesn't live here. Because if you open the mail, of course, that is also a crime as well.
I have a question, though, Ken. Does the same go for an Amazon package or like a Yeti package? That's not technically postal.
Amazon has similar delivery practices. Everything that they scan is tracked, so they can walk up to wherever it was scanned at and find that package directly. So the lady before, when Amazon, if Amazon delivered it to the wrong house, Amazon knows where it's at. So if that customer was looking for it, they should have called Amazon and said, it says delivered, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
Amazon goes out to her door, picks it up, delivers it to the right person.
And there's no, like, statute of limitations on that? I mean, that was sitting on her porch for, like, she said weeks before she realized.
Yeah. I mean, in order to protect herself, she can call Amazon and say that this package came to my door and it's not mine. But her neighbor, I don't know why she didn't check about something that she paid for weeks. But
yeah,
if she would have called, they would have been able to get it to her.
All right. Good note there. Kenton says, if you got something delivered to your house and it's not yours, don't open it.
I love it.
You could be charged with a crime.
Let's call the cops. I'm ready.
You are?
Yeah.
This anonymous on hold, though, says he knows something about your package, Roy. And I just got the thumbs up from Nicole. So let's get to him right after this anonymous.
Okay. Go ahead. Anonymous in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Me and Your Roy and the Wren Show. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Amazon delivered a package in the same neighborhood with the same 10, you know, with the same number. And it didn't come to my house, but when I didn't get it and you checked to see if it got delivered and it got delivered, well, of course, I called them and they went back to the house where they took it and they said they didn't receive it, but they knew for a fact that they got it. So thank goodness Amazon, being a good company, they reimburse me. My bike here.
That is good.
But yeah, there's some shady people out there.
When we went to the neighbor's house, they said they didn't have it, but their floors and carpet looked immaculate.
I was looking for the box on the side of the road. I went right to the neighbor.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Okay.
We have Anonymous on the phone too, who wants to be voice disguised.
Mm-hmm. Anonymous, let me make sure your voice disguised. Talk.
Test one.
It's disguised.
Okay, who are you? The delivery person that dropped this off to the wrong house or dropped it off to Roy's house? What's the story?
No. I actually live. I live around the area. I got this package on my porch.
And you used his Yeti cup. You opened it and used his Yeti cup.
Well, listen, I saw on the package that it said Yeti, so I had a feeling it was a Yeti in there, and I admit I used it.
Okay, but did you notice my name on the side of it? It says Roy Brown.
I admit I did use it, and I saw it was for the famous Roy Brown, and I knew who he was, very familiar, so.
So then what did you do? How did you know where he lived?
I guess.
Well, it's on the package.
I guess the address is on the package, so I just decided to bring it back to the address.
It wasn't your address. It was Roy's address. The delivery guy just brought you the wrong package.
Yeah.
To the wrong address.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I feel, I don't know.
Do you think he's lying?
No, because I don't know. Now I don't know what to do, Anonymous, because there's scuff marks I mean, what'd you do with my Yeti cup for 24 hours? There's scuff marks all over it. I kind of feel like you need to pay me. I kind of feel like you should buy me a new Yeti cup.
Oh, my gosh.
What? He used it and dropped it.
Can you just...
This is on delivery guy. This is not on me. Hey, man, I did the right thing, and I brought you back the Yeti.
And I'm very appreciative of that. But now I'm, like, weirded out that I've been drinking from a cup that someone else has been drink from.
What did you drink out of it?
Some coffee.
Oh, gosh, I hate coffee. This is the worst.
Come on.
I knew there was a weird taste to it.
So you want immunity because you did the right thing after opening the package. Hey, you might not have the cup at all, Roy, if it wasn't for Anonymous here.
That's true.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, we got to take a bunch of calls. And Nicole's saying we got to let you go anyway.
Well,
all right, well, thanks for having me on the line.
Well, thanks for returning my package. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, I kind of wonder if that's the guy, too, who's been stealing my paper.
He wants immunity.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been getting your paper.
So, get this. I don't know. Charlotte Observer, I've ordered a subscription, and it's supposed to come Sundays, and I've only ever gotten it once. Ever. Ever. It's never came again.
So do you think he's lying? You think he picked it up off your porch then?
I don't know whether that guy was even telling the truth.
You don't even know if he's in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but he said it's I was a good story. But...
He said I was the famous Roy Brown. That was kind of a red flag there. Dude, there's nothing famous about my name.
Anonymous in Rock Hill, good morning.
Hi.
Hey there. So what did Amazon do to you?
Okay. So starting in like November, I was getting packages to my address, addressed to someone else. And so the first one I opened, because I was like, I didn't even realize it wasn't my name, because it was my address. And it was like this, one of those straightener curling iron things. And I was like, okay, I did not order this. So I messaged Amazon, and they're like, I realized the label didn't have my name on it. And they're like, so sorry, this person has your address.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I had to give them this lengthy detail about how I've owned my home and all this stuff. It happened a couple weeks later. I came home from work, and my kids were like, oh, there's another package. And I got like a wireless mouse. I've gotten some AirPods.
Whoa.
I've gotten some shower stuff, like just random things. The closest person with this name that we found on Facebook lives about an hour away. Whether it's him or not, I don't know.
So are you using all this stuff?
Yeah, jackpot.
I called Amazon every time, and they told me, I made a case, if you will, and they told me to keep it, re-gift it, or the label. Either way, if it was mine, if I wanted to keep it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
See, so Roy, this person may have been able to keep your package regardless if they were just done the right thing, but then Amazon would at least know to send you a new one.
Yeah, but also remember she said that there was no name on the package too, so she was, at least my name was on the package, but he still opened it up anyway.
A lot of people are texting. I'm not sure whether this guy is serious or joking.
Right? I don't know. 803
said, what a butthole. Why would you keep the Yeti and use it too? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, the fact that he wanted to voice disguise, I can go either way. Maybe he didn't want his name, you know.
Well, we did just have a guy that said it was illegal who called just before him. I get why maybe he wanted to be disguised.
And then C704 texts in and says, I totally believe him. Why would he make that up? And then 980 says, it's a Porsche pirate. Somebody who probably steals things all the time, got yours and felt bad.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, quick break.
By the way, don't know what to do.
Nothing. You got your Yeti back.
Yeah, but it's got scratches on it. He wants a new one.
So what do I call Yeti and be like, hey?
Honestly, I would call Yeti and give him the audio of this call and be like, what do you want from me? This guy claims that he used it. Whether the guy's lying or not, that's not yours.
Give me a new cup.
Yeah, give me a new cup. Right. Plus, Yeti should be giving us give the plug bell for Yeti, for God's sakes. That's been the conversation for the last 30 minutes.
It's an overpriced cup, and I want a new one.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So evidently, over the weekend, when you guys went to Beach Mountain and I had to stay back, you were sending some text messages. Some stories are real, some stories are fake, and I don't know what's what.
Right. Oh, Roy, he did get to see some of the text messages because we're all in this group text together.
So we were plotting that we would just give you some false information.
Okay.
Say good morning to Shannon and Valentine, you guys.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, good morning.
You and Roy can play a game, guess the real text or the fake text, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Nicole, Loren, and myself, we're ready for you to try. Go ahead, Loren.
All right, so was this text real or fake? Mainey, when you get out of the shower, can you bring the fire extinguisher?
That's great, but that's fake.
See, I think that's real. Because I heard there was smoke in the house.
Obviously, one of you is right. Loren?
It is real. Our house almost burned down, y'all.
So we'll quickly tell you that Dallas started a fire in the fireplace where you're supposed to put the fire. But apparently the flue closed, so the smoke wasn't going up the chimney.
He said it magically closed at some point during the roaring fire because he said he checked it beforehand. But when I say there was so much smoke in this house, I had to evacuate along with my son.
Oh, my God.
Every single smoke detector in the house was going off upstairs and down. And we opened up every single window, leaving us susceptible to bear attacks.
Right. I think producer Nicole, now you guys didn't even see the worst of it. I'm telling you, it was so bad. But I think producer Nicole got a little snippet of when it was happening with all the fire detectors going off.
Yeah, and I thought I was taking the power nap. And I just thought you guys were cooking, so the alarm was going off, so it didn't really bother me. And the next thing I know, Kylie opens the door and goes, "Do you want me to help?" And I was like, that's a really weird comment to make randomly. So then I get up, and our room's fine, you know, because the doors were closed. And when I tell you, when I opened that door, I could not see 2 feet in front of me.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad.
I could not believe what it looked like.
I was coughing throughout the night, Shannon. I was on stage hosting the costume contest party with Loren, and I couldn't sing because my lungs were filled with smoke.
Oh, you guys are way... You better be glad I wasn't there. I'd have called 911.
I thought a neighbor was going to call 911. There was so much smoke and noise.
All right, so yes, there was almost a house fire, and go to the second text now, Loren.
Okay.
Real or fake?
All right, we got to leave. I'm going to pass out. Did somebody send that text message?
That's real.
That sounds real to me, too. Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
Nobody texted that at the party. That was not us.
You overheard someone, Nicole, saying that?
Yeah, there was this whole group that did the costume contest. They were probably like 10, 12 deep. And where we were, there was like a barricade by the stage because we were like right beside the stage. And next thing you know, like some girl's tapping me like, hey, can you open this? Can you open this? We got to get her out of here. And I'm just like looking at her, no urgency in like my moves. And then I saw her, and she was on the verge of passing out. So then I was like, all right, get out.
Wow. That's how good our 80s party up at Beach Mountain is, y'all. Yep. And I saw another person crash down on their face in the downstairs area. They were so drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Give Shannon and Valentine and Roy one more text message and let them decide if it's real or fake from the weekend.
All right. Smells like skunk. I wish it would just spray us and get it over with.
Smells like skunk. I wish it would just spray us and get it over with. I can't imagine anybody would want to be sprayed by skunk.
Think about us, though. Does that sound like something one of us would say?
Yeah, it does sound like we being drama queens.
Shannon, does that sound like something we would say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's real. There, producer Nicole and Manny were riding in the back of a freezing cold truck, and we smelled skunk.
Listen, there's no Ubers. Taxis are hard to find up at Beach Mountain, and our house wasn't walking distance to the Beach Mountain tap room and bar where the 80s party was, so we jumped in the back of Dallas's truck in 14-degree weather.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we smelled skunk, and I yelled out, just spray us and end it.
Like, so dramatic, but we were so cold.
All right, Shannon, when you get a minute, go check out at the MRL show on Insta, and you can see how much smoke was in the house, okay?
Will do.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, sorry we don't have a prize or anything for you, but thanks for playing.
That was fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
So is there smoke damage to this house that you guys stayed in?
Let me tell you. Can we talk more about this? We got
to
take
really
a quick break.
Need to.
Let's take a quick break because I was annoyed at Nicole and Dallas because they were telling everyone at Beach Mountain that we almost burnt our house down, including the person who rented the house to us.
Oh, no. That's the last person that needs to know.
We were late, though, because of it.
Okay, all right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I'm so fascinated about this Beach Mountain Resort vacation you guys had over the weekend for the 80s party, because evidently a fire almost broke out and you guys almost needed the fire department?
Yeah. Saturday night, right, like an hour, I guess, an hour and a half before we left, my husband wanted to build a fire in the fireplace.
Which, that in itself is funny. To me, a fire is like a long process. Like, right. You sit by, enjoy the fire. Not like a quick hour. Let's heat up the house.
And do you know the last thing I said to him before he built the fire was, we're leaving in an hour. Just build a small one. He didn't build a small one. He built this roaring fire. And he says that he checked the flue before he built the fire. And it was open. I don't know if I believe that.
So I'm in the shower downstairs getting ready for the 80s party. Uh-huh. And I walk upstairs to this.
Turn those fans on high.
I'll turn them on higher. Don't turn them on.
No, turn them on hot. You gotta push the...
Lauren, go outside.
I know. Are these the fans?
Yeah.
I mean...
With any luck...
I said with any luck, the firemen will show up for Elena, the au pair. So the entire house was just filled with smoke. We opened up every single window and every door, upstairs and down. And by the way, there was no, like... So the downstairs is basically a... basement. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's an upstairs. The main level is up.
Okay.
Basement is down. Smoke rises, but there was so much smoke,
it
had nowhere to go except down the steps.
Oh, it's bad.
This was the only house where smoke was going downstairs.
It was so bad.
But that's why I was like, turn the fans on, because it's all rising to the ceiling. You gotta push it down to get it out of the windows and doors.
So then we end up at the 80s party. And Talia, love her to death, she runs Beach Mountain. And she's the one that has us come up and host every weekend. And she's the one that helped find us our accommodations for the weekend. And as we roll in, Nicole goes, sorry we're late. The house almost burnt down.
Oh, what? That's the last person you need to tell.
10 minutes later, Dallas comes down, nonchalantly tells Talia, hi, sorry we're late. The house almost entirely burnt to the ground.
Like, the story is just getting increasingly worse and worse. Now, we're drama queens, but it was pretty bad. But you don't tell somebody that. On the flip side, we were like 25 minutes late because of it.
Oh, you said that was an entire house that was burnt to the ground.
So I ran interference on both of them. I was like, not Talia, it wasn't that bad. There was no flames. There was a lot of smoke, but we cleared it out, you know. Every smoke detector in the house, there had to be eight, was going off.
Lauren, go outside.
Yeah, Lauren, with the pregnant, you need to stop breathing the smoke in.
I know.
But she's got to boss Dallas around, and how can she do it from outside?
Thank you. And I kept leaving because I was like, we got to get Cash out of the house, number one. So I said Elena and Cash, like, downstairs, outside onto the deck. And then I kept going down and coming back up to, like, manage the situation, because it didn't seem like it was getting any better. If anything, it seemed like it was getting worse.
And how annoying, by the way, is that in itself? You're sitting there, you're trying to do everything, and then here comes the Ren bossing everyone around.
And Dallas is like, I'm doing everything I can. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't have 12 hands.
Here we go. Another opinion in. How do we fix the problem?
So I got out of the shower and I was like, oh, it smells smoky. What's the deal? And then I hear all the smoke detectors going off. I'm like, what the? I was in the shower for 10 minutes.
Which, by the way, this detector was going off. And it was so bad in the room while they were all in the showers. I was like, I don't know how everybody's not out here right now. Like, what were you guys doing? You just
breathing
heard detectors
fresh,
going off?
I was taking the last couple breaths of fresh air that I would ever have for 24 hours. That's what I was doing. Wow. So, Roy, you didn't make it. And on Friday, I cut out and put together Roy on a stick. Mm-hmm. I put Roy's picture on a ruler and taped it to a stick and taped it to the ruler so that we could go to the Beach Mountain 80s party. And people could take pictures with Roy on a stick.
Flat Roy.
Flat Roy got one picture with one person.
What happened?
Don't know. I think that person rolled off with Flat Roy.
You think the person stole my face?
I ran into her later on in the night. I accused her. She looked at me like I was crazy.
So you're telling me that you guys were irresponsible with me? That's shocking.
Not only does real Roy get awkwardly lost inside of a big party, but so does Flat Roy.
Yeah, Flat Roy didn't make it. He's on the ground getting trampled on.
It's only fitting.
We looked everywhere for him.
Oh, I wish I was there, because I would have called 911, had all the firemen out there working, fanning out that building.
Oh, the house?
Yeah, the house.
Oh, yeah. Dallas, no, we wouldn't have let you call 911.
No. Dallas had a rough weekend. After that, he fell down a hill taking cash sledding.
And chances are he's probably not going to come to 80s weekend next weekend.
Probably not.
Chances are we're not going to be invited to 80s weekend again.
Actually, it was such a great party, and they sold more tickets than ever last year. Next year is their 10th anniversary.
Oh, so it's going to be the big one.
It's going to be big.
Well, don't worry. We'll actually burn it to the ground next year for you.
And it's the only place to go. But thanks to everyone. We have such huge listenership up there, you guys. Watauga, Avery County, Caldwell. I mean, I didn't meet any of our winners. We gave away tickets, and I didn't meet anybody that came up there from Charlotte. Everybody lived up there that That's was cool, a fan man. Of the show. So thanks, you guys. Did you hear what Justin Bieber said about Haley Baldwin's friends on James Corden?
I did.
Okay. Roy didn't.
No.
We're going to play the audio for you guys coming up less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Justin Bieber did this game with James Corden where I forget what exactly it's called. It's like truth. What?
Spill your guts.
Thank you, producer Nicole on the rim. Spill your guts, where you have to either tell the truth, answer the question, or eat something disgusting on the table.
Yes. And it's like eyeballs and it's weird things you would never want to ingest.
Bull private is on the table here for this question. So Justin either has to answer it or eat a bull's private part.
Oh, I'm singing like a canary.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, we should do this. But then I thought to myself, wait, we get in trouble, the three of us, every single day when we get home because we spill our guts.
Right.
We do it without having the bull genitalia on the table.
That's way more interesting.
We need no motivation.
It sounds like Roy wants to do it.
Yeah, I'm down.
And you know what would be great? Lorraine, because she does hold back.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't holding back if you put that in front of me. Bird saliva, eyeballs, any of that stuff, I'm singing.
All right, listen to this Bieber clip from James Corden, because there's something very interesting about the question. I love the question.
Rank these friends of hers from your favorite to your least favorite. Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner.
Now, obviously, sorry, they're talking about Haley Baldwin, his wife.
Okay.
Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Cara Delevingne. From your favorite to your least favorite.
All right. Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne. I have nothing against those people. It's just I have a better relationship.
I get it. So it goes.
It's not
Kendall,
like I'm like, oh,
no.
Screw Cara, screw.
No, you know what I mean? Not at all. Like, okay. You were faced with eating a bull's penis.
Right.
You
I don't want to eat a bull's
penis. I don't respect you for that.
I reversed the word because I didn't know.
And did you let the other one slip?
No, I did them both.
Oh, really?
And then I think Cara Delevingne called him out afterwards, too.
What'd she say?
I want to say maybe he has her blocked on social media. Is that right, Nicole? No? Oh, you don't know.
Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
And then I also saw that she like publicly called him out, too. I'm trying to find what she said.
Okay. Well, I thought we could play around with you guys. Like, do you have a least favorite friend of your partner and why?
Wait, that's not fair. Why are we're not having to eat anything.
No. You don't have to eat anything, but like I thought our audience would share too and like weigh in. Like, is there one person or maybe more than one person?
You know what?
Because when they tell you that they're going out, you go, who are you going out with? And they say that person's name, and you go, that's like my least favorite person for you to go out with.
Mm-hmm. I found it, by the way. She said, you have nothing against me? Well, then why don't you unblock me? Question mark. Yeah. I knew it was something to do with it.
Well, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Is there a least favorite friend of your partner's? Give us a phone call and tell us about it.
Anybody in the room want to play?
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay. I'm trying to think, and honestly, I don't think Amanda has any of those friends, so I'm no fun at this.
We've moved away now, but Dallas had a friend that I was, and I love this friend, but I hated when they hang out together by themselves.
All right, we'll take your calls after 9. The friend that you don't like your partner hanging out with, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren on a Monday, a rainy, cloudy, dreary Monday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Do you have a least favorite friend of your significant other? Give us a phone call.
You could call in anonymously. You don't even have to say why. You can just call in and say, yes, I do. And I don't like them to be together. You know, I'm trying to get, because I know people don't want to get in trouble. for saying this.
I will say the person that I don't like that Sterling hangs out with, it's not because of that person does something to Sterling or turns Sterling into someone. It's always, okay, we all know that I'm kind of picky, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually someone pickier than me.
What?
I know. And so every time we ever try to hang out or do any restaurant or do any food, I swear, I really think this friend just wants whatever's the exact opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
And we can never agree on dinner. Ever. Ever. Like,
you think the person is jealous of you and your relationship with Sterling, and that's why
no,
they do that?
No, they're probably just like that.
I think they're just like that. I think they're just picky.
Okay.
Like, I'll say, you know what? I'm good for Chinese. I'm good for American. I'm good for Italian. I'm good for Greek. I'm good for all these different things, which is a pretty big cover, a pretty big basis. The person's like, well, I really only wanted Thai food tonight. I'm like, that's the one thing I didn't want. That's the one thing.
I didn't mention that in my stream of foods that I'm into eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but that's like the only thing they can eat that night.
704-570-9595. Someone, at least one person, play along and tell us about your the person that you don't like your partner hanging out with, like their friend. The reason why we're even bringing this up, Roy and Loren, is because of Justin Bieber on James Corden was asked to rate Haley's friends.
Rank these friends of hers from your favorite to your least favorite. Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Cara Delevingne. From your favorite to your least favorite.
All right. Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne. I have nothing against those people. It's just I have a better relationship.
I get it. So it goes,
it's not
Kendall,
like I'm like, oh,
no,
screw Cara, screw.
No, you know, not at all. Like, okay. You were faced with eating a bull's penis.
Right.
And
I don't want to eat a bull's penis.
I respect you for that.
They had a bull's pride that was... Mm. You had to either eat or rate.
Yeah.
I wonder where they get those foods, by the way, to eat.
No, Circle K.
You know what I mean? All the exotic, weird foods.
Now, you said, Loren, that your husband, Dal, had a friend.
Yeah.
But you're not around him anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we've since moved away. And it wasn't that I don't like this person, because I actually do enjoy them. I just, anytime they would ever go out together, he would get so inebriated that we would end up babysitting him the whole time and like making sure he got home and everything. It was just annoying. And I'm like, we're in our 30s and 40s now. Like, we don't need to do this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, all of Amanda's friends, at least since we've moved here, going on almost 10 years, are all, like, mom friends. Like, she made friends, because she didn't know anybody here, mm-hmm. with a mom's group. And now all of our kids are 7 and 6 years old. But there's another friend, Amanda, who I like. Shelby, I like. Like, even her friends in Memphis were all cool. There's really nobody that bothered me. And there was that one boy that she told me that they were friends, and then I found out later that they dated.
Oh.
But even he was all right.
You liked him.
I liked him, too.
You're like, hey, what's wrong with that relationship? You guys should have stuck it out.
I wonder why things didn't work.
All right, let's talk with Landon in Charlotte. Hey, Landon.
Oh, here you go. Hi, Landon.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome to the Mania War on the Rent Show. So do you have a least favorite friend of your significant other?
I do. My girlfriend has a friend named Katie that is absolutely just over the top annoying, and she's like always has to make a scene, always has to be the center of attention. Oh. And you can be like, hey, you know, you're making a scene, you need to calm down, and she will just keep going full throttle.
Oh, listen, the last thing you need to do is when someone's not calm, tell them to calm down. They flip out. They flip out for that.
Don't tell me to calm down. I am calm.
Oh, Loren, sounds like you have that on instant repeat.
Well, she won't, like, flip out and get angry or anything. She's just like, you can be like, oh, God. And, like, she can, like, you, like, obviously be embarrassed and, like, shy away from a situation. And she'll just keep yelling and being loud and causing a scene. And, like, everyone around her will kind of step back. And she's like, where'd everyone go? And then go find them and make a scene all over again.
Now, does this bother your girlfriend, too? Or does it just bother you, Landon?
Oh, no, I mean, they're friends. They've been friends for a long time, mm-hmm. and my girlfriend actively knows that I don't like hanging out with that individual. So
interesting. Landon putting it out there. Thanks, man. And by the way, this could also, see, I feel like that was therapeutic for Landon to get that off of his chest. You know, think about it this way. If you have someone who your partner hangs out with and you don't like them, go ahead and get it off your chest by calling us and calling that person out.
By the way, Landon didn't even remain anonymous. He used his real name and the person's name.
Hi, my name is Trevor Johnson, and my best friend, my wife's best friend, Jill Jones, lives at 121 Market Street, and boy, is she annoying. I mean, I you know, I'm honest with you guys to a fault. I cannot think of any of Amanda's friends who even, like, you know, like, let's say they're cheap and you hate going out with them because it's the one friend that never pays for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is just, I don't know. It's interesting. Now, clearly, I'm the friend that people probably don't want. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
Hate to tell you.
You're probably the tough pill to swallow.
Do you think that some of my friends' wives don't want them hanging out with me?
I bet when your wife's friends invite her out places, they ask, oh, is your husband coming?
Yeah.
What about pre-marriage? Because I was like one of my, I mean, I didn't get married till 37. So I was, I mean, let me think. There was a long period of time, at least 10 years, where my good friends were married before I was.
Yeah.
And you know they didn't want them hanging out with me.
No, the 100%. Party guy. The guy who still hasn't grown up yet.
They just didn't want to have the wedding because they didn't want me to go and have to be in the wedding.
Let's talk with Savannah in Bessemer City. Welcome to the Mania 1 The Rent Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. You got a least favorite friend of your partner's?
Yes. So he's just the friend that he gets in trouble with. They had planned on going to work in Charlotte one day, and I was trying to call my husband. I'm like, what are you doing? And his coworker, his friend, answers the phone and is like, I can't find him. And I was like, what do you mean you can't find him? And they were just out riding scooters, those little scooters in Charlotte all day. He's just the friend that he gets in trouble with. And so that is my least favorite friend of his.
Okay. Does he know that you don't like him?
He doesn't know.
I think so. I think he does. But see, I mean, I like him. They just...
Yeah.
When they're together, they're no good.
We get into trouble. Thanks, Savannah. Do you see this text message? 706 says, my husband's friend is always wanting him to go out with him, but he's always trying to hook him up with chicks.
Oh, yeah.
And then this texture goes on to say, they're not even sane ones. I'm guessing he wishes he was single. Y'all have a good, amazing day. So the person who texted is this person's wife. And she's like, my husband's best friend is always trying to hook him up with, like, crazy chicks. Like, that matters.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why you don't want him to hang out with him.
My fiance's best friend's girlfriend, she's literally the worst for my fiance and his best friend. I really can't stand her face, her voice, her everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So annoying.
What a tough review.
Tell me how you really feel.
Her face and her voice? You know, I think I'd be hurt if somebody said, you know what? I don't like you so much. I can't stand your voice. I'm like, my voice?
Right.
Can't stand your face.
I'm like, what?
That goes deep.
Last one, 704 sends a text about your partner's friends who you don't like. She says, I have two. My husband's brother and Robin Thicke.
Well, why Robin Thicke?
I don't know.
I think they got confused on the question.
Maybe her husband's friends with Robin Thicke.
Maybe.
You know, it's got to be a possibility.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, Nikki, so you sent a text message. We were talking about you if there's someone that your partner's friends with that you're not crazy about, and you texted us and said your husband's brother and Robin Thicke.
Right.
Clearly, we thought Robin Thicke was just like, you know, a name of a guy that he knows, but you're saying it's really the singer, performer Robin Thicke. Okay.
Singer.
Well, how do they know each other?
So my husband used to play basketball, and he's actually a musician as well. So when he would come into town, Robin Thicke, he plays basketball. He likes to play basketball.
Yeah.
So they met years and years ago that way.
And your husband hangs out with him, and you're not crazy about it.
Right. He back in his heyday, he was very wild.
So what happens when your husband hangs out with him? Or are you just uncomfortable with the idea that Robin Thicke is kind of wild?
Well, what made me uncomfortable is just like the stories he would tell me with the groupies, and my husband doesn't drink. And, of course, he would be the only sober one. So, like, Robin Thicke did other extracurricular activities as well.
We heard during the song Blurred Lines.
Yeah, so... Definitely didn't feel comfortable about that. And
who is he married to? Paulina?
They're not married anymore.
Well, they know.
They're not married anymore. Yeah, but she's
kind of crazy too.
Yeah, wow. You would have to be.
Yeah.
But when she got pregnant, she did calm down a lot.
Okay. So when was the last time your husband hung out with Robin?
We actually got to see Robin Thicke the last time he was in Charlotte at the Ovens Auditorium. So we got to hang out with him for a little bit in the tour bus. And when was that? It was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. And then things got so out of hand.
Yeah. We were doing belly shots in the bus. It was totally nuts.
That's funny. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Before we get to the latest with the Friends reunion that broke right after we got off the air on Friday, typical to our show. Everything breaks right after we get off the air.
Yeah, right.
Roy, did you see this story? You're not a huge sports fan, but you live here in the Carolinas, and it's kind of cool because it's local. The Carolina Hurricanes goalies, two of them, each NHL team carries, for the most part, two goalies, one that plays and one that sits on the bench, a backup. Mm-hmm. Well, both goalies, and it doesn't happen often, but they both got hurt to the point where they were unable to continue the game.
Okay.
So the NHL has a rule where there's another backup goalie that is available for either team to use if, given the circumstances, both goalies that the team has are injured.
That either team can use.
Either team can use them. This way, because you can only have a certain amount of players on your roster, and then you don't have to carry that goal, you know, a third goalie that you'll never use all season, most likely.
In theory, yeah.
So David Aris, a 42-year-old Zamboni driver, that's the thing that cleans the ice.
Yeah.
He got called into service for the Carolina Hurricanes and stopped 8 of 10 shots in a 6-3 win in Toronto against the Maple Leafs.
Wow.
He allowed goals on his first two shots he faced.
Wow.
A Zamboni driver and he's a Zamboni driver and an arena maintenance worker for the Maple Leafs affiliate, the Toronto Marlies. And for the record, the Checkers beat last year in the playoffs. He's a regular practice goaltender for the Marlies and has appeared at Maple Leafs practices and skill sessions. So he was available for both teams out of Toronto. So he was paid $500 for the game and is allowed to keep his game-worn jersey. And, of course, he was greeted warmly by his teammates upon entering the locker room. They named him player of the game.
That's kind of cool.
A Zamboni driver, a maintenance worker.
Good for him.
That's not a lot of money, but, I mean, hey.
It's an experience of a lifetime, though, to play in front of the NHL.
You have the video forever.
Do you think he'll get called up? Like, was he that? Did you see it? Was he
he's
that 42, good?
He's 42, so he's probably out.
Too old.
But he let his first two shots were goals, and then he kind of warmed up and saved 8 of 10 shots. His hockey career, of course, there's a cool backstory too. Was derailed by a kidney transplant in 2004, and his mother was a kidney donor. So his last competitive action was years ago when he played for, like, a minor league team, Loren.
Okay.
So, anyway, he's the second emergency backup goalie ever to gain notoriety. Last year, an accountant named Scott Foster was called into a Blackhawks game.
Really? I didn't realize this was a thing.
It's usually not.
Whoa. I mean, could you imagine, like, if the camera operator just had to step away from the camera.
Just go to a wide shot. It's fine.
I gotta go be a goalie.
All right, Loren, get us updated on stuff going on in Hollywood, then we'll get out of here for the day.
Okay, so over the weekend, we were all excited to see that there was going to be a Friends reunion finally happening, and that this was going to be for HBO Max. Now, we've been waiting almost 16 years for a reunion, and the new streaming service will launch in May with an unscripted, exclusive, untitled special as of right now. So it's just a special. It is unscripted. It is not an actual episode, as far as we know.
Oh, so like them just like hanging out talking?
I think so. They're probably going to like relive some glory days. But this will be the first time, you know, that they'll all be together back on screen since 2004.
That's such a miss, because if you can actually orchestrate their schedules, you gotta film something with the set.
I don't think they want to ruin what they had, though. So the special itself will be filmed on the original Friends soundstage in Burbank. But they're all getting, like, an astronomical amount of money for this. They're all getting $2.5 million.
To do what? Just sit there and talk?
Yeah.
I mean, the Beverly Hills 902 reunion was awesome this past summer, and they didn't even get renewed as of yet.
Maybe that's what they're afraid of, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. You, if you had, what do they call a flash in the pan the first time, you don't want to try to
lightning in a bottle?
That. Yeah, sure.
Jennifer Aniston, the ultimate veg booker. Roy took to Instagram and said it's happening with a whole crew.
Yeah, and they all posted this photo of, like, very kitschy costumes, by the way.
I don't even like Friends, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right.
Ooh, I like Friends more than Seinfeld.
Nope.
Seinfeld was like the old show.
You and I can't be in the same
room
together.
Friends was like the new show.
Friends used to come on after Seinfeld. It was Seinfeld was Friends leading.
Yeah, no, but like Seinfeld looks so old and outdated compared to Friends.
All right, we'll discuss tomorrow.
All right, so Justin Bieber, he showed up at Kanye West's Sunday service, and Kanye posted a video of him performing. But you never see his face in the video. We just know it's him because we can hear him. And he also reposted the videos on Instagram later that day. Kelly Clarkson says that... so something happened. The Voice put out this promo. And she said, there are definitely some new things in this photo of me. She's wearing a blue dress. And the tagline is, the reigning champ is ready to win. But she says that her girls were enhanced.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's joking about it, but she's like, I'm definitely not that blessed, but thank you.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that photo and get more celebrity gossip, you pervs, you can head to kiss951.com.
I happened to see it because I was scrolling through Twitter. It's not like I went and looked for it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.